Gold Coast-based artist Samuel Leighton-Dorr brings his work down the coast for this year's Mardi Gras Festival. His first solo exhibition, Fragile Masculinity, Handle With Care, unpacks the modern man. With work spanning ceramics, painting, film and writing, Sam deconstructs themes of sexuality, gender and mental health. And he's on the line now to tell us more. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, getting there. A bit tired, burning the candle from both ends at the moment in preparation for the show, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, because it is your first solo exhibition. How's that all been? How's that experience been for you?
It's been good. I am going big with it. I am producing a lot of work. There's about 50 ceramic pieces and large-scale prints and neon light installations, and I've definitely bitten off a lot, but I'm chewing.
Glad to hear you're chewing. As you mentioned, you know, you've got quite a few different range of mediums that you are using to unpack the concept. Why did you choose so many mediums?
My history's in journalism and kind of writing, so I've always explored similar themes in my writing, and for me, I just wanted to create a world that people could immerse themselves in and convey kind of the observations and stories that I've written in the past about masculinity and mental health. And there's something special, I think, about going into a space and not having the work restricted by the one medium. And it's kind of my way, I guess, of giving it everything I've got and trying a lot of new things and seeing what takes and what works. And I'm having fun with it. I kind of wanted to try a whole lot of new stuff and push myself in a new direction. So it's as much a learning process for me as it is expression, I guess.
I mean, people talk about masculinity all the time, particularly now in this day and age. What did you want to unpack in particular about masculinity?
I mean, I think for me, it's kind of, I'm interested in examining kind of the way that stoicism is held as the pinnacle of masculinity in society, and especially through public statues where you have men, old white men with no emotion on their face, kind of just discussing their achievements, and I'm curious about what it would be like if we changed that and kind of celebrated men for their vulnerability and, you know, willingness to be open and talk about their feelings instead of pushing them deep down. So that's kind of how I'm going about it.
And what kind of tone do you think it comes across as, more cynical or more optimistic that there is a future where we can idolise more vulnerable men?
I mean, I think it does paint a kind of cynical portrait, but it's coming from an optimistic place. So I think it's kind of taking accountability of the fact that there is a problem with the way we address masculinity and the way men are being raised. And it's not just women who are bearing the brunt of this, it's men themselves. You look at the incredibly high suicide rate for men, and it's obvious that there are pressures and there's a problem with kind of communicating around mental health. So I think it's my way of kind of identifying a problem, but doing so in a non-confrontational, optimistic way that hopefully gives a message of hope.
The work also draws inspiration from phrenology, which is pseudo-medicine popular in the 19th, or pseudoscience, I should say, popular in the 19th century. For people who don't know, what is it?
Well, I was in my doctor's office, and I've got a lovely doctor, and he has obviously the phrenology head, which is kind of that the white, hard plastic head with all the brain's kind of broken down into all the different sections, and it used to be kind of, doctors used to believe that certain parts of the brain were responsible for certain behavioural traits or whatnot. So I've kind of taken that. My doctor gifted me a sculpture of the penis and male kind of parts that had been sent to him by Viagra. So he gifted me that. And I've kind of been using, I've been combining the two and kind of looking at it as if, you know, breaking down the penis and kind of putting the same ideas onto that. So, you know, is it our fear of failure, our fear of being laughed at? What makes us get so angry? What makes us get so defensive? Why do we have such problem dialoguing around difficult things? And it's funny, like people will look at it and hopefully smile because it's meant to be, it's meant to come from a fun place, but also have a message that you can kind of take away from it.
Yeah, because like when you just said that, I was like, oh, that sounds hilarious, but you actually are putting very like heavy topics onto it as well.
Yeah, I kind of love playing with that line between lightheartedness and kind of serious subject matter. I guess I find a lot of the conversation around this being very clinical and very kind of intellectualized, which obviously it needs to be at points. I also think there's room for reflection and conversation that isn't so I don't know how to say it, but smart.
Yeah.
You know, like not all of us have psychology degrees, and not everyone feels comfortable talking in a confrontational way, and it's such a sensitive subject for so many people. So I think there is room for art and for comedy to, you know, play catalyst to more important conversations.
And lastly, what do you hope audience will take from Fragile Masculinity, Handle With Care?
I hope it, my goal for the show is for it to be like a mirror at Luna Park, where you see yourself in a funny way, and you see parts of yourself reflected back at you, but presented in a way that it's not going to make you angry on the spot. I want it to be a slow burner. So I want people to look at it and to smile and to see parts of themselves and parts of society in it. But I want them to be thinking about it a week later.
Yeah. Well, sounds like an incredible project. We can't wait to see it being unveiled later at the Mardi Gras Festival. But Sam, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.